WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
One of the biggest challenges facing anyone interested in meteorology is the fact that air, the atmosphere, is invisible. And that makes it tough to try to forecast what it's going to do. The Earth's atmosphere is the layer of gases surrounding the planet and held in place by the Earth's gravity. The atmosphere contains roughly 78.1% nitrogen, 20.9% oxygen, 0.9% argon, 0.04% carbon dioxide, trace amounts of other gases, and a varying amount of water vapor that averages around 1%. This mixture of gases is commonly known as air. The atmosphere protects life on Earth by absorbing ultraviolet solar radiation and reducing temperature extremes between day and night. The atmosphere slowly becomes thinner and fades into space, so there is no definite boundary between the atmosphere and outer space. 3/4 of the atmosphere's mass is within about 11 kilometers, or about 7 miles, of the Earth's surface. In the United States, people who travel above an altitude of 80.5 kilometers, 50 statute miles, are designated astronauts. An altitude of 120 kilometers, that's about 75 miles or 400,000 feet, marks the boundary where atmospheric effects become noticeable during re-entry. The atmosphere is characterized by a number of properties such as temperature, pressure, density, movement in 3 dimensions, and humidity. And I must admit that I find it interesting that one small element, that of water vapor, is one of the elements meteorologists spend a great deal of time trying to figure out. Now, if that doesn't cloud the picture, got a question about the weather? Just send it to question@weatherbrains.com.